Currently, foster kids can receive Medicaid benefits only until they're 18. Governor Jim Doyle wanted to extend that a few years. Bernie Bridge deals with children and family issues for the Doyle administration. She says the idea behind the plan is that young adults leaving foster care often don't have a family to help them.
They have to worry about finding a place to live, paying rent and utilities, and taking out student loans. And they have to do it without the support network that most of us have in our lives.
Doyle's plan would have cost a little under $1.5 million over the next couple years. Lawmakers rejected a similar proposal last session. Milwaukee Democrat Lena Taylor tried to get more support from the legislature's Joint Finance Committee this time around by cutting off benefits at age 19, saying that's the least the state could do.
It's about helping kids who have nobody else, because we took them out of their family environment. They have nobody else but us, but the state. That's all they have.
The measure ultimately failed a Republican-controlled panel on a party-line vote. River Hills GOP Senator Alberta Darling says members might revisit it during better financial times.
If we had the money and weren't showing deficits in Medicaid, this is something we could have considered. And so this is something we want to work on in the future, but we don't have the money right now.
About 600 young adults age out of foster care every year in Wisconsin. A recent UW study found that many of them stop receiving services like mental health care when they leave the state's watch, even though the conditions they were treating still exist. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.